This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Inflation, as we talked about yesterday, and as Sabri was talking about at the top of the program with rents, and as Andy Euler was talking about with natural gas, it is, one might say, widespread in this economy. Transitory or not, it's broad-based, up to and including in your taxes. The Internal Revenue Service has updated its tax brackets as it recalculates how much people's income is really going to be worth. Marketplace's Amanda Petra has that one.
So the IRS adjusts the tax brackets every year. It's inflation that has us paying attention now. Greg Kling is an accounting professor at the University of Southern California.
When inflation increases, these thresholds are also increased.
Take a taxpayer who earned $87,000 in 2021, putting them at the lower end of one tax bracket. Assuming they didn't get a raise, the IRS now puts them in a different bracket and they pay less tax. And the reason that's how it is today has a lot to do with the rapid inflation of the 1970s.
That hit taxpayers pretty hard.
Joe Thorndike directs the Tax History Project. In the 70s, the IRS did not adjust for inflation. So Thorndike says, potentially, when you got a raise,
your income would creep up into the next bracket, right? And that is a problem. That's a tax increase for you.
President Ronald Reagan thought that was a problem, too.
Government makes a profit on inflation. We intend to stop that.
Which he did. There's a lot to say about Reagan-era tax legislation, but in short, that's how we got the inflation-adjusted system of today. Kara Perez owns the financial education company Bravely Go. She says there are a couple of things she tells clients about this adjustment.
The first thing it's going to mean for you is that you might pay less in taxes, so thumbs up to that.
The second thing, the IRS increased the standard deduction. Another thumbs up for taxpayers. Also, the IRS calculation is based on inflation of a wide range of goods. Dean Baker with the Center for Economic and Policy Research says some might feel this more than others.
All the vegetarians could be very happy because they're not paying higher prices for meat.
But he says with the tax changes, they'll be compensated as though they were. I'm Amanda Petra for Marketplace.